"Where have you been all this time?" asked my sister. "Ah," said my father. "Yes, well, funny you should ask me that." "You ran into somebody you knew," I said, "and you lost track of time." "I bought the milk," said my father, "and I did indeed say a brief hello to Mr. Ronson from over the road who was buying a paper. I walked out of the corner shop and heard something odd that seemed to be coming from above me. It was a noise like this. I looked up and I saw this huge silver disc hovering in the air above Marshall Road. Hello, I said to myself, that's not something you see every day. And then something odd happened. That wasn't odd, I asked. Well, something odder, said my father. The odd thing was a beam of light that came out of the disc, a glittery, shimmery beam of light that was visible even in the daylight. And the next thing I knew, I was being sucked up into the disc. Fortunately, I had put the milk into my coat pocket. The deck of the disc was metal, as big as a playing field, or bigger. We have come to your planet from a world very far away, said the people in the disc. I call them people, but they were a bit green and rather globby, and they looked very grumpy indeed. Now, as a representative of your species, we demand that you give us ownership of the whole planet. We are going to remodel it. I jolly well won't, I said. Then, it said, we will bring all your enemies here and have them make you miserable until you agree to sign this planet over to us. I was going to point out to them that I didn't have any enemies when I noticed a large metal door with emergency exit. Do not open this for any reason. This means you. On it. I opened the door. Don't do that, said a green globby person. You'll let the space-time continuum in. But it was too late. I had already pushed open the door. I jumped.